I just wanted to point out a couple of things that were really important that are going on, especially in this first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. You notice a couple amazing things. So this is on the Sabbath. So this is a day of worship. And so at this point, when they run into Lydia, it says, "On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate along the river, where we thought that there would be a place to pray." So one of the first and most important things that's happening in that very moment is that, you know, they're seeking a place to go out and pray in the first place. You know, actually finding a place of prayer. So that's something that all of us need in our own lives, and I kind of bring that up. It's just something that we need to recognize, is that often we actually have to seek a place of prayer, because the environment that we're in, it doesn't always lend itself to a place of prayer, right? It can be kind of noisy and chaotic. And so I know many of you actually have kind of like altars or shrines in different places in your house that are a place of prayer. But it's important to see that that Paul is doing that in that moment. And that's when they come along and meet Lydia. And so they say, you know, she's a worshiper of God. What does that mean? So she was a Jew. She was a worshiper of the one true God. But then they listened, and the Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what Paul was saying. So she was actually open to hearing the message that Paul was preaching, the gospel message. And then after that, she was so convinced that the whole entire household ends up being baptized. And then what's one of her responses to that? Her response is one of hospitality, one of, you know, stay with us, be with us because of this great gift that you've given us. One of the things that, you know, I kind of mention or talk about a lot is, you know, the difficulty that we have within our families of those who don't practice the faith anymore. You know, many of the friends or your own children who don't practice the faith, and the difficulty and the pain that that causes all of us, really. And one of the things that I think has been completely lost that somebody like Lydia and St. Paul and others understand and realize that's so important and foundational about the faith that I think many of the young have really not understood is we don't do this. We're not here receiving the body and blood of the Lord to be good people. We're not here because it's like it's a nice thing to do and it'll make us more tolerant and good people. The result is being a good person. As you notice, one of Lydia's, you know, responses was to offer something good to St. Paul after that thing happened to her. But that's not the reason that we're here. The reason that we're here in the first place is because we need to be saved. I grabbed my ordination card here because the picture here on the front of this ordination card, and I know many of you actually have this ordination card, is a picture of, you know, Peter sinking. St. Peter, you know, when he tries to step out and he's walking on the water for just that moment, but he's sinking. And then Jesus is grasping him out of the water. And then it's just that verse from Matthew 14. And it just says simply, "Lord, save me." You know, that's the thing. Many people don't even realize that they're drowning. They have no sense that they actually need to be saved. That is the very first thing that we need to understand to actually understand what the gospel actually is. We actually all need to be saved from the world that we're living in. The original sin of Adam and Eve, the condition, the human condition of the world that we live in, it requires saving from it. Or else, the god of the world, Satan, the devil, the one who basically tries to bring us down to only material things, you know, we need to be released of that. And what you notice from the world is everybody says, well, the material world is enough for me. And so just like the prodigal son, they go out and they squander their whole life on things of the world, completely losing sight that there is another world, that there's another kingdom, and that Jesus says that his kingdom is not of this world. We need to be saved from this world. And a lot of people have lost the sense that there needs to be any sort of salvation at all. St. Pope John Paul II had said, many years ago, and I think he was quoting Pope Pius XII, but he was saying that the world, and this was back in their day, remember Pope Pius XII was the Pope during World War II, that people had a loss of the sense of sin. Well, that's even more real for us today. A loss that they even need to be saved. So for those who are leaving the church, we probably need to start there in some regard. It's like, you know, you need to be saved from this world because it will suck you in and it will destroy you, literally. And that's an important thing to realize for all who have left the faith, that we don't just do this to be nice, good people. It is far more than that. We need to actually be saved from this world because, or else, you know, the wages of sin is death. You know, it really is a life and death struggle that we have. And what happens when, as you hear in the gospel, that we're waiting for the advocate, waiting for the Spirit? What does that actually look like when somebody becomes disposed to the Holy Spirit? What it looks like is the saint we celebrate today, Saint Damian of Molokai. He was so infused by the Holy Spirit, so disposed to doing good things because of God, because he knew he needed to be saved, and he was baptized, received his sacraments, and, you know, is living in the light of Christ. And as a result of that salvation, he goes and he works with, you know, the people that nobody wanted to work with, the lepers out there, you know, in Hawaii. He's a great saint for Hawaii. So Saint Damian is sent there and basically works with the lepers and eventually contracts leprosy from working with them. But that did not stop him. You know, it's said that even to hear his confession, the priest would stand on a boat on the shore, and he would have to stand off the shore because the priest would not get near him, so he would have to yell his confession to the priest. That's what it looks like when you're on fire with the Holy Spirit, that nothing stops you, not even a disease and death in this world, from doing the will of God, from actually spreading the gospel to the people who are in need. Even those who have been destroyed by something like disease. So that's what it looks like. We need to realize that, Lord, save me. I need to be saved from drowning in this world that I live in, and that now I'm ready to receive you in the Holy Spirit, which is what we're preparing as we get closer and closer to Pentecost. If you do that, then goodness just follows out of that. It's manifest from the Spirit being within you. God bless you all.